That evening, they set the clothes out on the bench instead of the cut-out leather, and hid again to see what the little men would do. At midnight, they came in and leaped up to the bench as before, intending to start work. And then they stopped, looking at the clothes and scratching their heads in puzzlement. Then they realized what they were for and jumped for joy, put them on at once, and preened themselves, singing, "We're finer than we were before. We shan't be cobblers anymore." They leaped about like a pair of kittens on the chairs, the bench, the hearth, the windowsill, and finally they darted under the door and were gone. They never came back, but the shoemaker prospered. All his work went well from then on, and he and his wife lived happily and remained wealthy till the end of their days.